Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our live feed update for February 13th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and got a great guest with me here today. I've got Matt Liguori. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm doing great. How are you doing, Taryn? You doing more exactly or less great than I am?
Probably less, because you answered my what's up with hey, guys, instead of hey to me, which just really personally offended me.
Well, I talk to you more often than I talk to a lot of other people, so.
Look, there's nobody.
Say hi to them.
Nobody else here. It's just me and you.
Nobody else here. I think there's like a bunch of people here, right?
Well, there's people watching, but you're not directly talking. I don't know. Are we directly talking? I don't know. Are we?
I feel like the point of a podcast is to feel like you're talking to the people that are talking in your ears. I don't know.
But I feel like there's like a level of like we're talking to each other, but also talking to other people. I don't know.
I didn't mean to offend you. I'm so sorry to start off on such a bad note.
Yes, we had some technical issues. Unfortunately, the Google Hangout was not functioning, and Scott St. Pierre had to come in and save the day. But we are live now to talk everything about the live feeds on Big Brother Celebrity Edition, and I'm very glad to be talking to all of you guys, but not Matt. Let's get started. Matt, by the way, does some great power rankings on Rob Has a Website. So if you're ever interested in checking those out, have you been keeping up with those for Big Brother Celebrity?
No, we did one before the season, and it's kind of funny already to like go back and look at them because they're, you know, Big Brother changes so fast and they're already like mostly wrong. Except I'll give Lita a little bit of credit that she was the only one who gave Brandy credit in the beginning of the season. Everyone called her crazy, and so far so good.
Yeah, there you go. But we had an eventful episode last night, and I do have to apologize because I feel like I have failed you, everyone. This outcome should have been foreseen. I should have been keeping you more up to date on the state of Keisha and her breast milk situation. But unfortunately, I didn't think it was important. I didn't think it would impact the game, and I deeply apologize. I'll try to be better in the future. And maybe Meta's ducks will come into play at some point as well. So I'll try to keep you updated on the duck champion scenario. So anyway, moving forward, moving on, you got to get past your failures. We had all day yesterday. People were, Ross had been going back and forth between, should I backdoor Shannon? Should I not backdoor Shannon? As you saw on the episode, Brandy and Ari had really convinced him. He was ready to go. He was going to do it. And they were about to put this plan into motion. And then Keisha ends up just wanting to leave. Did you see this coming, Matt? Should I have had you on the updates?
No, I mean, we spent the entire weekend, you know, trying to figure out if Ross was going to make this move. And it was just, you know, the main storyline of the weekend. And then all of a sudden the episode starts and you're like, all right, is he going to make it? Is he going to make it? And then even up to the point where Marissa won the veto and she's going to Keisha and she's saying, this is your decision. Like, are you going to work with us next week? Blah, 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 blah. And it sounds like maybe they're making a deal happen. Maybe they're not. And then all of a sudden we get to the speeches where, you know, they're trying to give their cases. And then Keisha's like, actually, no, I have to go. I didn't see it coming. So no, there's nothing that I could have said that could have helped anybody learn more information about this ahead of time.
Yeah, it was, you know, the second Shannon got out in that veto competition, I saw that James wasn't playing. I was like, well, there's Shannon. Mm-hmm. She is done. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Keisha is, you know, almost in tears talking to Marissa. And I was like, what is going on? She talked about her breast milk. I was like, is she trying to quit? Why is she trying to make deals? I don't know. Oh my, is she trying to quit because And they're saying that they can't promise that they'll take her out by Friday because what if James wins HOH? And so now they're saying they'll evict her. Like, it was insanity. And, you know, I was actually feeling like Ross may have dodged a bullet here because this was not going to be good for his game. But because he's not able to do it, this might be good for his game. The only problem is, now that Shannon is still in the house and everybody knew about the plan to backdoor Shannon, as they discussed on the podcast last night, it could be very dangerous waters for him if Shannon or James wins HOH and then are informed that Ross was about to backdoor her. So luckily, though, for Ross, we had the HOH competition last night and Ariadna is our winner, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you guys will talk about this more when you have the roundtable tonight, but the question of if Ross made the, or if everything he did in the past few days was like correct, or how it backfired, or how it's going to play out. I find it really interesting to look at both sides of that, because his game might've been saved by the fact that he didn't make the move. But now if somebody else makes the move and it looks like they were the power player and he wasn't, that's probably bad for him. And especially now that Ari is the one who won the HOH, like you just said, her and Brandy are not afraid to make this move. Like, we probably underestimated Ari going into the season, that she didn't know what she was doing. She was going to be a floater, taken out whenever, maybe dragged to the end. But she does not seem even the slightest bit afraid to make a big move now that she's HOH.
Yeah, and I think ultimately it's still just a bad look that he was so indecisive for so long, and then he looks very ineffectual, that like he is unable to complete his move, even though it's not really due to any fault of his own. But the fact that like, oh, he was wavering back and forth. Should I do it? Should I not? And then ultimately he's not even able to do it. Then Ari comes in and is just like, yeah, we're taking Shannon out.
Exactly.
It makes him look like not very effective, not very effective player. And he may need to start reconsidering who he wants to take down to the end of the game, because I think he's been thinking for a while. He has this alliance of four with Marissa, Ariadna, and Brandy, and he's been feeling like they're great people to take to the end. Nobody really respects their gameplay at the moment. Obviously, he doesn't realize just how much they were manipulating him during that week. So I think he was already in for somewhat of a shock if he took them to the end. But now he has to contend with the fact that Ari has won this HOH. And as we will be talking about, she is immediately just unafraid to say, I am gunning for Shannon. She is going to leave the house this week under my watch. And I think that's going to give her a lot of cred. And, I think it's unfortunate for Ariadna, because I think that she would have had a good shot at winning in the end anyway. And if Ross had done the dirty work for her, it would have been better. This is going to put more of a target on her, and it may convince people like Ross to be like, maybe I need to think twice about taking them down to the end, because they are very good at this game. However, overall, still a pretty good outcome for Ari and Brandy. They are still basically running the game at this point.
Yeah, this situation might be flipped now. Now that, you know, Brandy and Ari were looked at as maybe the goats to take to the end, this may, I think, turn around, and maybe they end up in a situation where Ross is the person who is maybe generally disliked by a few of the people in the house, because when Shannon and James, if they end up going on the block, they're obviously going to find out there was a betrayal somewhere along the line. And if they decide to blow up Ross's game and make him look untrustworthy, expose everything that, you know, the final four that they had, and Ross becomes this player that everyone's looking at and saying, well, I had to deal with you and I had to deal with you, and you had a final four with them and you have a final four with them, but you're working with who? He's going to look shady. And that's the kind of player that when you get to the final two with them, they're going to take somebody who actually succeeded with the moves that they made, or maybe were a little bit more honest. Ross had a really, really rough few days with being so indecisive, and I think it might come back to bite him.
Yeah, and he's in a really tough spot, because there's information. He has relationships with everyone now, but the two main powers in the house, the two, Shannon and James and Brandy and Ari, he's in between both of those pairs. But there's information that both sides have that could very severely damage his relationship with the other side. So with James and Shannon, Ari and Brandy, or anyone, could tell James and Shannon Ross was planning on backdooring Shannon. That would completely destroy that relationship. For Ari and Brandy, James and Shannon can reveal, hey, they had a Final Four deal with us. And that's pretty damaging because one of the other things that happened last night was that Ross suggested a plan. Hey, why don't you nominate Omarosa and Meta and then backdoor Shannon? Because we don't want to reveal to Shannon and James that we are targeting them yet. We don't want hell to break loose. And that just really sketched Brandy and Ari out. Like, why would we nominate two people that we don't want to nominate when there are two huge targets? Why wouldn't we just put both of them up, or at least one of them up, and then backdoor the other one or something like that? And they're like, is Ross just not willing to cut ties with them yet. He wants to keep the alliance together, and they're talking about the 7-person alliance. They don't know about the 4-person alliance yet, but if they heard about it, they would immediately go, oh, of course, he was playing both sides. What a shady boot.
And I don't even know if I think that it's Ross trying to save anybody in particular or trying to do anything sneaky underhandedly right now. I think he's really just somebody who has a hard time making decisions. Like, he's the cheaty of this season. Like, he cannot decide what he wants to do. And it's like, I really don't think that he's making these calls. Like, when he's saying, like, let's backdoor Shannon, let's not backdoor Shannon, I don't think it's because he thinks that it might be good for, I don't even know. He's just, he can't make the decisions to save his life. And it's, you know, like you're saying, like, they're thinking of it as something shady boots now, because he's saying, well, why don't we not put Shannon and James on the block, when the obvious move here is to put Shannon and James right on the block.
Yes. Can you be my shady boots correspondent? Is somebody a shady boot, or are they shady boots, or is it just an overall descriptor of, like, it's shady boots that you're doing this?
I'm definitely not the person for this role, but I think it's shady boots. I didn't even, you guys were talking about this on the podcast. I didn't even hear it at first. And then I was rewatching something. Maybe it was on the episode, and, I heard Keisha say it. I was like, oh, that's where this is coming from.
Yeah, well, I mean, they definitely say shady boots, but can a person be shady? Like, can a person be an object as shady boot or shady boots? Maybe they're a pair of shady boots.
Well, this is like the pants argument. Like, why is it called a pair of pants if it's only one pant? So is a person one boot, or are they multiple shady boots?
Mary Duda in the chat, does Taryn understand what shady boots means? No, I don't. That's really what we're talking about here.
Because if it was shady pants, would you be asking me the same thing?
Well, no, but I guess I'm saying, like, is shady boots a state of being shady, or is it an object of you are the boots that are shady?
It's got to be the state. Like, this is, like, you are being shady boots, not, like, you are being this specific object. I don't know.
And are they real boots? That's are they boots in the shade? Who knows?
You
guys
have the mystery.
Yes.
I can't wait.
All right. Well, so Ariadna has won HOH, and yes, Rob in the chat, we need Brent. I'll ask Brent at the table tonight. Tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, we will be talking with Brent and Marissa. Melissa.
Marissa.
I keep doing that. The names are too similar.
Marissa Brent, with three A's.
Brent and Marissa. And the round table. Brandy and Ari. Ari immediately wants to definitely target Shannon, as I mentioned. Her initial thought is, maybe I'll nominate Omarosa and James, or Omarosa and Shannon, one of those combinations of people, and then we can backdoor either James or Shannon. This is a bad plan. It leaves you open to the other, whoever you left off the block, winning the veto, using it on the other person, because now they are aware of the fact that one of them was nominated and they're probably being targeted. But she doesn't stick with it for too long. Meta suggests, just nominate them both. That's what I would do. Meta, by the way, very happy about the outcome of the night. He was like dancing. He was like, I'm so happy. Like, we're going to get those people because they wouldn't let me go home. He's like kind of like halfway playing the game at this point.
I mean, he wanted to go home, but like, he kept telling Ross last week, or whoever he was talking to, that if he stays and he gets the HOH, the next one, that he was going to put up Shannon and James. Remember, he was sitting next to James as he said this. So all he wants to do is see one or both of them go out. And I mean, at that point, is he, you know, there's going to be a few days left. Is he going to want to stay? I don't know. But he has his sights set on getting at least one of them out. And then I think he'll be happy to have whatever outcome in this game for him.
Yes. Funny enough, he's targeting James and Shannon for not letting him go home when in actuality, they are probably the two people who are most likely to send him home at this point, because everyone else is like very happy to see him in the right. game.
Metis spent the past week trying to find a way to go home, and Keisha did it in like 20 minutes to herself. Yeah. She took like 20 minutes to say, "Hey guys, so I have to go home. Can I go?" And they were like, "Yeah, sure, no problem." Meanwhile, Metis still sitting here mad because people aren't letting him leave.
I guess Keisha being a mother, his wanting to kiss his wife in 20 places is just not as sympathetic. You know,
but speaking of what you were talking about before, did you see when Ari was talking about putting Omarosa up, maybe? I don't think that she was considering that for more than 30 seconds. Did you see Omarosa celebrating with them when they got into the room? I posted this on Twitter, but it was right when the feeds came back on and Brandy and Ari were, they were celebrating as soon as Brandy walked in the room because Ari had just won HOH, and Omarosa starts dancing with them. I was like, is this some kind of new alliance that was formed while the feeds are down? And I had no idea because I didn't. Why is Omarosa dancing? Why is she so happy?
I mean, she's getting her way. She's staying in this house. She knows that they first of all, Brandy told Omarosa about the plan that they were going to backdoor Shannon, but Omarosa already knew. I believe Marissa had already told her. So I'm pretty sure she was like, all right, like Shannon's going home this week. I think I'm good. Another funny thing about Omarosa is that Omarosa was like at the forefront of when people were talking about, should we send Meta home, like because he wants to go. Omarosa was like, I'm not sending him. I want to keep him as far as possible. Like, I don't care what his wishes are. And then her speech last night, when she was on the block next to Keisha, please respect Keisha's wishes. Do what's best for Keisha. I loved that. I thought that was hilarious.
You heard the audience. I don't know what they were like specifically laughing at, but I laughed too. And the audience, it was audible that they were laughing at what she said.
Yeah, like everything Omarosa says is some kind of funny villainous thing. Mm-hmm. By the way, we also Stephanie in the chat has looked up the Urban Dictionary definition of shady boots. Shady boot, being extremely shady, throwing serious shade. Used in a sentence, Ashley was talking mad shit about Tiffany's boo. Girl had her shady boots on all night.
So they're an object.
This is confusing.
So can you like buy a pair of shady boots at a store and then suddenly use or be shady boots?
Maybe all I need to do is buy a pair of shady boots and then I can have cool comebacks like I play Xbox.
You're already plenty shady. you talk crap about Big Brother people for an entire summer.
It's true.
you're shady enough.
and then I ask them to come on the Darren Show with me.
Exactly. I don't know how you do it.
All right. So Brandy also let Meta know, and I think Meta was probably one of the few people that wasn't really sure about, you know, what had been going on, but Brandy also let Meta know that Shannon was going to be targeted in that eviction if Keisha hadn't wanted to go home. And Brandy is making sure she takes credit for this. She's saying, like, I was pushing this, I had convinced them, it took all day. Again, I'm not sure this is the best tactic here for Brandy. I don't know, like, if you want to let, you know, you had the move of saying Ross was about to do this, but if people know, oh, it was because Brandy convinced him, then Shannon may start to see Brandy as the true power that she is and decide, maybe I need to target Brandy before I target Ross. So just wait. I mean, granted, Shannon is probably going to be going home this week, so it probably won't matter. But you might want to be just a little more cautious. Although I guess that's probably not in Brandy's wheelhouse.
Yeah, when feeds came back for a second, I had thought that Brandy won the HOH. And my first thought was, wow, this is not great for her game, because I don't think anybody thinks that she's stupid. But it's just, you know, the people that she surrounded herself with, I guess, she was with Shannon in the beginning, and now she's got Ross, and there's somebody in front of her pretty much at all times that looks like a bigger target. But if she won this HOH, I really thought that she would have been putting herself in a position where she becomes an immediate target, because no, like, people might after this week think, okay, Ari made this move, but there was probably someone behind it that was also pushing it. So they might go a little easy on her. I don't know. But Brandy would not, nobody would show Brandy any mercy if she had to do any of this stuff directly.
Yeah. I mean, it's a spot that that this has been put in, and Shannon and James have really been in the background for a while now. You know, James in particular was kind of pushing, like, let's take out Keisha over Omarosa in the previous elimination cycle. I might as well just say last week, because we usually do it in weeks, because it's hard to say, like, 2 days ago, which means last week in normal terms, which means before the last elimination, whatever it is. For the most part, Shannon has really just taken a back seat. And normally I'd say that's what she would want to do. But I think, as we've discussed, like, she already sort of opened the box, right? She's already let everyone know she's a huge super fan. She's a schemer. She flipped a vote. She's won 2 competitions. At that point, you need to go full Vanessa. You need to be involved in every conversation. You need to constantly be like talk spewing at people and saying, like, this is why you need to keep me, and winning competitions. And you can't close that box once you've opened it. And I think that's what she's trying to do. She's trying to like lay low again. And it's just like, you're doing this in the wrong order. You should have laid low first and then popped out of the box toward the end of the game, not the other way around. And I feel like that's probably what's going to end up being her demise.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. She's been really quiet. And like you said, when she started the game in the way that she did, now she has to go be a little aggressive. Like, she has to have some conversations with the Omarosas or Metas, or, you know, people who, I don't know, we don't know for sure if she knows that Ross, you know, was trying to make that move last week. But I don't know the last time that I heard her have a one-on-one game conversation with anybody, maybe other than James, like small conversations with James. And then when the group gets together, she talks to them. But, you know, Ross is all over this house having little conversations with almost every single person in there, if not every single person. So that's why, you know, that's why even though he's in a little bit of a messy spot, he is somebody who's proven to us that he can maybe find a way out of it because he's talking to everybody. Shannon is being really, you know, quiet. Now, I don't even know what she's going to do this week if she gets put on the block. I don't know if she's going to go have these conversations with the people who will be the voters and say, listen, I guess, you know, I've shown you that I'm a stronger player. So if she ends up next to James, say, like, Ross is doing all of this stuff, like, you need me here on your side to take them out, because now they're the power and no one cares about me anymore in this game. I'm just a vote. So use me. She's just not having any kind of conversations to save herself.
Yeah. And, you know, this seems like the end for her. It doesn't seem like there's much left here. Ultimately, Ariadna decides, yeah, I'm probably just going to put James and Shannon up on the block. There might still be some life in her. You know, as you mentioned, like, she might be able to convince them to take James out ahead of her. She may still win the veto. And then, you know, who knows where it goes from there. Maybe once she's awoken from her slumber again, she can turn it back on and start playing hard and make some moves or something along those lines. But for the most part, she has just been very quiet, which is funny because everyone keeps talking about how crazy Shannon is and how, like, super aggressive she's been playing. And like, ever since they've been saying that, she's been doing absolutely nothing, but they keep going like, oh, look at her move. Look at her go from this room to that room. She's going crazy.
Like you said, this week is like, not this week, this game is so short, and yeah, this, all of this stuff happened like 3 or 4 days ago. So even though it seems like this is an entire eviction cycle ago that this stuff happened, it was only a few days ago.
Yeah. I mean, I think Shannon's game plan, if she gets nominated, really has to be like Ross has been the puppet master, you know, pitting both sides against each other. You thought he was going to backdoor me. He probably had no intention of doing that. He wants to keep both of us in fighting each other. You know, we need to be wary of Ross. And, you know, James, he can't help you, but I can help you fight Ross. Ross has all these people, blah, blah, blah. Who knows if it'll work, though? I feel like Brandy and Ari are just like, they're probably just immune to BS. I feel like they're not going to buy anything Shannon says.
I'm hoping that for her sake, once she sees the writing on the walls where she gets put up on the block next to James this week, and she sees that Brandy, Ari, probably, you know, she'll understand that Ross and Marissa are part of this too. I hope that once she sees this, she wakes up and realizes, okay, it's do or die. And there's room to play. There's still enough people in the house where she can hopefully, you know, possibly make some kind of move and turn this around. She really needs the veto, because if her and James are both up there, I don't know if that's going to go so well. But then again, they would still probably put up like a mark or something next to one of them. They really need to get like a Meta or Omarosa on the block so that they can pull some people in and show them that this four is very powerful. And like I said, hopefully, you know, she wakes up when she is sitting on the block.
Yeah, I really think her best shot at this point is hope that James goes home ahead of her. Once James is gone, she's less of a threat. She's just one person left. And at that point, people might start looking at Ross as the next big target, even though she's still in the house, maybe even as a secondary target. Who knows? This house can go all over the place, we've seen. And I think part of that is because there's just not enough time to really solidify alliances. So people are just like very willing to flip willy-nilly because they haven't spent a month, you know, working with those people. They've only spent a few days.
Yeah, the season's a lot of fun because there's no downtime. Like before, you know, next thing you know, there's a new HOH competition or there's a veto, and there's only time for all this plotting and scheming. There's no downtime where they're just sitting around for 3 days in a row without anything happening. And, you know, they're just catching up on each other's lives outside of the house or something. It's just constant game. And I think that's what's making it fun, but it's probably creating like an extra level of like paranoia or just making it so much more stressful on the players than it usually would.
Yeah. And, you know, like people are talking like this alliance, like, you know, Brandy and Ari, I really feel like they are very suspicious of Ross, even though they've been working with Ross. And you know, like he's told them that, like, you know, oh, I've got this final four thing with James and Shannon. But I really feel like it's the kind of thing where, you know, it just anything can explode at any moment. Ari and Brandy last night were talking, like, they're so skeptical of Ross and the fact that he's playing both sides. I think that any information that will further solidify the fact that he had a deal with them and is potentially working with them, I think it was a huge mistake for him to suggest, let's not put up James and Shannon. Let's put up Omarosa and Meta, because it doesn't matter to him. There's no downside to Ari making this move for him and making a bigger target of herself. But it makes him look shady boots.
Yeah. And also yesterday, before the feeds cut for, you know, they cut for the day on the live eviction days, the whole group had gotten together in one of the rooms, everybody except for Keisha, Omarosa, and Meta. They were, you know, that alliance, they were gathered, and they were talking about, if we're going to get Keisha today, which they had agreed on before she had said that she wanted to quit, they said, we're going to take out Keisha today, but Omarosa has to go next. And Ross and I think Marissa were both saying, if we don't take Omarosa next, whoever the HOH is that does something else, we are not going to vote for you in the end. And the whole room was there. Like, the whole room was listening. Shannon was, you know, obviously paying attention to that. James was there. Mark was there. So when they decide not to take Omarosa out this week, and James and Shannon, I guess that could be their couple name, are sitting up on the block, they have so much ammunition to use against these guys. It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah. You know, if Ross ends up making it to the final two, playing a pretty decent game, and then losing to a bitter jury, I think it will be one of those situations where it's like, man, I saw the steps along the way, mm-hmm. where you embittered them and you said things like, we won't vote for you in the end if you do this thing. And then you did that thing.
Right.
And you know, you were wishy-washy back and forth about whether or not to make moves, and you weren't decisive. And, you know, he's got a lot of potential, just like Shannon has a lot of potential, but also a lot of flaws. And they don't have the time that I think normal, like, super fans who are very knowledgeable and have potential, they normally have a lot of time to sort of fine tune their game in the beginning, because everyone has no idea what they're doing. And people who do know what they're doing are like, okay, they're learning from mistakes, learning that they need to do this, need to do that. This time, these are like flawed players who are playing aggressively, and those flaws are like massive flaws that are like leaving gaping holes. And it's very entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why we're having so much fun watching and talking about it.
All right. Well, I believe that's all we have for you today or this morning. We will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that's been going on the feeds. We'll be back tomorrow or tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern for the LFC roundtable. We're going to talk this whole week of Big Brother Celebrity. So lots of fun to be had there. And then there's probably another episode tomorrow night too. I think that's,
yep.
That's how it goes. We'll be back tomorrow night as well with an episode recap. So lots and lots of fun stuff headed your way. The Taren Show is a little bit late this week. It'll be coming out later today. So check that out. I'm going to be talking to Bruno Aiello from Big Brother Canada.
Ooh.
So yes, make sure you check that one out. So subscribe to Reality TV or Hap Ups on iTunes. You can also subscribe to the Big Brother, dedicated Big Brother feed. You get all the Big Brother stuff in one place. And check us out on rapazowebsite.com. Tweet at us. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Matt is at Matt Ligori.
Yep.
And spell Ligori.
L-I-G-U-O-R-I.
There you go. all right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.